Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, winter has returned to this part of the world. We've had some really warm days over the past week, and you know, people were actually walking around in t-shirts on the weekend. In January, in Canada, t-shirts? Unheard of! We've had January thaws before, but this one was more extreme than others. So many people that I've talked to lately are feeling low energy now that the holidays are behind us. And I guess it's kind of like lunch bag letdown syndrome. After lots of goodies and treats and fun over the holidays, we're now back to the normal everyday routine of our lives. Sometimes I think we fall into a default way of thinking and living. We forget that each new day is a blessing. It's a gift of its own. So many wonderful things can happen today if we have the joyful anticipation that it can and will happen. We don't have to be in a slump unless we choose to be. I remember years ago, it was a miserable winter day. It was a blizzard. We couldn't go anywhere. It was cold. It was like minus 30 or something. It was very, very cold. And my kids were quite small. They were both under 5. We turned the heat way up, we got out the beach towels, and we had a picnic on the living room floor, and with Beach Boy music blaring in the background, and we all had so much fun. It was just a little oasis of time. We didn't spend a lot of time with the party or a lot of time preparing for the party, kind of one of those impromptu things, and it was fun. It was really one of those things I look back and think, gosh, I'm glad we did that. What a neat thing that we had the inspiration to do. And there are so many things that we can do to give our day a boost, to give it a lift for ourselves and for other people that we know too. Who doesn't like getting fresh flowers? Or, you know, a single rose, a little bundle of carnations brightens the day. It makes us feel better. So think of all the hours left in this precious day. How have you used your time so far? How can you introduce some fun into it? The more we open to our joy, the more we're open to good things coming into our lives. Try it and see, and you'll feel so much better. Now, one of the things that I'm putting out there right now is the hope that I can get lots of people to give me high fives, $5 donations towards keeping this radio show on the Blog Talk Pro package. The fees for Blog Talk are really reasonable, but as a clergy person who doesn't get a paycheck, some months it can be a struggle to keep this pro account going. We're looking to raise $1,600, which when shared with a lot of people is really not a large amount at all. That will also help to upgrade my elderly Mac, which is vintage and no longer upgradable, and I use that to do all my recording and my video work. So you'll see a link right there on the show page to our Indiegogo campaign. If you've been enjoying these little broadcasts, please offer just $5, a $5 donation, a high five, to help support the work that I do. And if you can afford as much as a $25 donation, I'll send you a little guardian angel that I make or a handcrafted cross. I send them all over the world. People love them. Go and watch the video, see the campaign, and please share it with your friends. The more people that can give me a hi-fi, the faster we'll be able to ensure that this radio program stays on the air as it has. Well, let's have a prayer for our day. Gracious God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for the gift of this new day. We ask you to walk with us as we journey through it. Send your angels to smooth the path ahead, that we may find joy and delight and blessing as we go. We pray for all those in our lives who are ill. So much flu around right now. So many colds and seasonal illnesses. We pray for all those who are affected, and for the caregivers, for the nurses and doctors and frontline people caring for them. We pray for all whom we know are in need or any kind of trouble. We ask for your healing grace to be upon them. We pray for those across the world who are experiencing challenges, especially the people and the creatures being affected by the huge fires in Australia. We pray that every person on this planet would be given the vision of our connectedness, and that we would act to be kinder to one another, to be compassionate, to be considerate, and work to bring back a sense of balance, peace, and harmony. We pray for our own needs, knowing that you hear the prayers of our hearts. And we give thanks for happy outcomes to all our concerns, for radiant health, for well-being. And we give thanks that we are forever loved and cherished as your dear children. In your loving name, we pray these things. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today on this Connection Point. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Friday, the end of the week already. Oh my goodness. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.